Well, we're all set to go again. And in fact, this is most untraditionally Irish. We're perilously close to being on time. It's never happened ever here before. I'd like to introduce a very special bunch of musicians. A couple of them you've seen already, and I won't bother introducing them again, Timmy Britton and Joni Madden. And they'll be joining three mighty musicians on the Bowron from the Breathouses from County Kilkenny, or the old Breathouses, Myron Breathouse, living in the Washington area, and he does Bowron and Bones. Bill McComiskey, a great accordion player from Brooklyn, who learned his early style from a wonderful accordion player from County Galway, the late Sean McGlynn, and Billy lives down in the Baltimore area. And they're going to be joined by Jack Cohn, who's a wonderful flute player from Woodford in the eastern part of County Galway, where they play in a very leisurely, unhurried style because they got plenty of time to chat and have cups of tea and talk about the price of spuds and the weather and all the important things that make life meaningful. And they're going to introduce some guests themselves. So please make welcome Tim Britton, Joni Madden, Myron Breathouse, Bill McComiskey and Jack Cohn.
We put a lot of time into this set, we want you to know that.
Gave up lunch and dinner. That was the good part. Oh, Myron said that was the good part, giving up lunch and dinner.
Well, we're going to start with three reels anyway. These are session tunes from around the New York area. The first one's associated with Sean McGuire, and the second one, we believe, is a composition of one of the Dwyer brothers, and the last one is the Ravel Tank of Yarn. They were played around up in the Catskills every weekend for years and years. Very popular with Mr. Sean McGlynn, the fellow that taught me to play.
Thank you.
things flying across the stage all night around here, huh? We're going to bring out Mr. and Mrs. O'Donovan now. They're two really, really lovely people. They're just a pleasure. They're just a pleasure to spend any time with them at all. I got to go for a walk with them down to the corner yesterday. It was great. Come on out. They're going to do a hornpipe for you.
Joan Savannah Donovan.
They must have skipped dinner too.
Well, we couldn't think what to put after that. I mean, there's only so much you can do after that. So we asked Jack to play a solo for you. So, Mr. Jack Cohen.
I'll pay you a couple of old Galway jigs. One of them is called Fasten the Legging Out, and the other one is The Lark in the Morning. An old version. There are two old versions.
Oh,
This time we're going to bring out Jean Butler, Donnie's assistant, or it was her assistant, it's much more than assistant anymore, but she's going to dance a slip jig for you this time. Come on out, Jean.
Donnie Golden, ladies and gentlemen. I wish we had more time. We're trying to get as much in as we can for you. And I guess we're just going to have to see you later play off this energy down the ice house, maybe. We're going to finish off with two reels, okay? And thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Now it's my pleasure to announce again for about the, must be the sixth time here now in Augusta, my learned colleague and scribe, the guru of ballad singing in Dublin and even elsewhere in Ireland, the man himself, the great one, Frank Hart.
There are a couple of songs I particularly want to sing today, and they're all for particular reasons. There's one, the first song I'd like to start with, I'd like to mention a man who died not so long ago, a man called Ewan McCall. He was a Scotsman who wrote a lot of great songs. He married to Peggy Seeger, and between them they produced a lot of protest songs, and they espoused every worthy cause there was. And he wrote songs throughout his life for one cause or another. He also wrote great love songs like The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. But it was the strength of the man throughout his life that I admired so much, also to his dedication to to causes and to singing. This is a song that he wrote, which is really one questioning for someone to question what it's all about. He called it The Ballad of Accounting. It's not one I usually sing, so I hope I can get through it. But I'd like it to be in the memory of Ewan McCall. In the morning we built the city. In the afternoon walked through its streets. Evening saw us leaving. We wandered through our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined we had endless time to spend. We never saw the crossroads and small attention gave to landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave. Did you learn to dream in the morning? Abandoned dreams in the afternoon. Wake without hope in the evening. Did you stand there in the traces and let them feed your lies? Did you trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Did you kiss the boot that kicked you? Did you thank them for their scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness? For the act of being born, act of being born, act of being born. Did you alter the face of the city? Make any change in the world you found? Did you observe all the warnings? Did you heed the trespass notices that you keep off the grass? Did you shuffle off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut, be seen and never heard? Did you learn to be obedient and jump to at a word? Jump to at a word, jump to at a word. Did you ever demand any answers? The who, the what, or the reason why? Did you question the setup? Did you stand aside and let them choose while you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy and did you think it right to let them rob you left and right? And never make a fight, never make a fight, never make a fight. What did you learn in the morning? How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Did they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did a factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? Did the place where you were living enrich your life? And then, did you reach an understanding of all your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men? Ewan McCall was a great man. This is a song that I particularly like because I sung it here about 3 years ago at a time when nobody could possibly think that of the things that were going to happen. And I sung it at a time when Ronald Reagan was speaking of Michael Gorbachev as the leader of the evil empire, you know, and himself and Nancy were taking directions from the court astrologer. So it was, nobody could possibly have thought that peace was going to break out at such a rate in Europe, you know. And the only hope we have is that America will be able to handle the peace that's breaking out in Europe, you know, that she won't get frightened of it. Yeah. And I might as well pull in a plug for our own place while we're at it. When you're talking to George and watching his lips, maybe you'd ask him to ask Maggie to watch his lips and to take her troops out of Ireland, you know. So anyway, this is a song. It's old hat now, but some of you will remember when I sung this song here. It's a song called simply just, "Do You Think That the Russians Want War?" And it was an awful question at the time because everybody was convinced they did. I knew they didn't. I mean, who thinks at the moment that they want it? Anyway, this was a song. You think that? I'll change the key. Do you think that the Russians want war? Do you think that the Russians want war? These are the parents of children who died in the last one. Do you think that it's possible, knowing their past, they would ever consider repeating the last, when 20 millions were slaughtered by Nazi invasion? They died fighting on our side, you know, to defend all of mankind against Nazi terror and hatred. In the name of humanity bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. And before we do that, which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Do you think that the Russians want war? These are the children of parents who died in the last one. Do you think that they'd wish to go through that again? The destruction, the heartbreak, the suffering, the pain. In the Second World War, out of every 3 dead, 1 was Russian. Do you not think, with all of our power, that we could find a way for to peacefully settle our difference? In the name of humanity bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born. And before we do that, which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again. and again, and again, and again, and again. Do you think that the Russians want war? Will the voice of insanity lead you to total destruction? Will you stumble to death as though you were blind? Will you cause the destruction of all humankind? Will you die just because you don't like their political system? There will be no survivors, you know. No one left for to scream in the night and to damn our stupidity. In the name of humanity bitterly torn, in the name of our children as yet to be born, and before we do that which can never be undone, I beg of you, think again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Do you know, somehow a song like that must have some effect. And it was written by a Scotsman. Scotsman whose father and mother are Irish. A Scotsman called Dick Gahan. This song I sing because I sang it here. I might have sung it last year. But the audience just come back up on the chorus of it. And the difference of singing here and in Ireland is that nobody sings choruses. And I don't have too many choruses. This is a song called A Spanish Lady. It's about my own place, Dublin. She was a lady of the night, but well-loved in Dublin. The chorus just counts. It counts odd numbers and it counts even numbers. And there are some of the choir there which I know will start it off, so the rest of you can just follow on. Oh, as I was walking through Dublin City about the hour of 12 at night. Oh, as I was walking through Dublin City about the hour of 12 at night, 'twas there I saw a fair pretty female washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them and then she dried them. Around her shoulder she pegged a towel. And in all my life I never did see such a maid so neat about the soul. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I stopped to look, but the watchman passed. Says he, young fella, now the night is late, and along with you home, or I will wrestle you straightway through the Bridewell Gate. I got a look from the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of ambry coals, and in all my life I never did see such a maid so neat about the souls. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. As I walked back through Dublin City, as the dawn of day was o'er, oh, who should I see but the Spanish lady, when I was weary and footsore. She had a heart so filled with loving, and her love she longed to share. And in all my life I never did meet with a maid that had so much to spare. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, none. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I've wandered north and I've wandered south by Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, and up and around by the Gloucester Diamond, back by Napper Tandy's house. But old age has laid her hand upon me, cold as the fire of ashy coals, and gone is the lovely Spanish lady, neat and sweet about the souls. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. And around goes the wheel of fortune, where it rests now wearies me. Oh, fair young maids are so deceiving, sad experience teaches me. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and thanks very much.
I'll be mostly celebrating aspects of our culture that have been around for a long time. But there are all sorts of delightful innovations happening and people trying new instruments, new ways of playing the music, and it's nice to be able to introduce these to Augusta. I'm going to introduce an instrument and, of course, the player of the instrument that's not really ever caught on in Irish music in Ireland. There have been sporadic kind of outbreaks of it, you might say, but it's never really become a part of the traditional repository of instruments like the instruments you've seen and heard on stage so far tonight. And I speak of the hammer dulcimer, but there are many, many hundreds of Americans now playing this instrument, and none finer than David James from South Bend in Indiana. And you know, it's always a great pleasure for me to introduce somebody here for the first time, like David and some of the other people, because these concerts have become sort of legendary among our little fraternity of musicians here in America, in large measure because of the magnificent audiences that we've gotten here over the years. And I'd like to, on behalf of all of us, to really thank you, really very sincerely from everybody, for every year here representing about the finest audience performing situation that we can possibly find anywhere in the country, and you ought to know that. So clap yourselves on the back. David James.
And of course, this is a hammer dulcimer here. This one has dampers on it too, in case you're wondering what I'm doing with this foot pedal. It's not the gas. Timpan in the Irish. I call the place I live Timpan Alley. And this thing in America, we'll call it the piano after taxes. But anyway, it's a hammer dulcimer. And I'm going to play a couple of sets here, and the first one's going to be a Terlago Carolan tune. I don't think we've heard one yet this evening, so I'll play one. And this is a tune that he wrote for one of his patrons, and it's called Mr. O'Connor. So, Terlago Carolan was a blind Irish harper who roamed in the late 1600s and early 1700s in the middle of Ireland, and he wrote tunes for patrons, people that helped him through the night and gave him lots of drink. They ended up with lots of tunes written about them. So here's a very nice tune about a fellow named Mr. O'Connor.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to bring out the Bowron Players Bowron, and his name is Myron Bretholz, and you've seen him play. He's the best in the business, and how about a nice big hand for Myron, please? And we're going to play a couple of reels after I retune one more string. Yeah, thank you. That was a B, right?
This is what Augusta's all about, dulcimers and barons, wouldn't you say?
The two most loved session instruments in Irish music. I don't know what's worse, dulcimer jokes or baron jokes, you know. What do you call four dulcimers at the bottom of the ocean?
Good start.
Right. Anyway, we're going to do a couple of reels, and the first one is The Maid of Mount Kisco, and the second one's called Larry McDonough's, and so here we go.